I remember in my own life, when I first came to live in an ashram, there was a person. He came after me, but he became my authority. And there was nothing about him that I liked. And even more important, there was nothing about me that he liked. And I was thinking, if I wasn't here in this ashram, this is the kind of person I would never want anything to do with. And I knew that he felt exactly the same way about me. But somehow or other, we were milking cows together. We had to milk the same cow, one on each side of the cow. And despite our differences, we both accepted in our hearts that the higher principle of our relationship is to help each other to love God, to serve humanity, to follow the path that will purify our heart. That's the higher principle. And everything else we just tolerate somehow or other. And because we focused on that principle, within about a year, we became best of friends for the rest of our lives. We were so absolutely loyal, faithful, and helpful to each other. And I saw no faults in him anymore, and he saw no faults in me. The nature of the mind is sometimes we like each other and sometimes we don't like each other. Sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're angry. The ego is very flickering, and the mind is even more flickering, and the senses are quite flickering also. So if our relationship is based on these superficial principles, then our relationship is very superficial. It's without much substance. Therefore, we have to focus on the higher principle, the sacred principle, the divinity that has brought us together. And to somehow or other adjust and harmonize whatever may come in our lives according to that higher principle.